Here's my answer to what Guru threw out there.
Okay.
And here's what I was going to say to him before Steiny put the bag on his shoulder and ran out the damn room, which is fine. Cause
he did an extra 40 minutes. I mean, that was gutsy.
He did. No shade today. But I was going to say to Guru, because our station's doing pretty well right now, right? Like, everybody's, right? We see the numbers. So thank you all for listening. And their show's really, really, right? They're doing great. So if I had said to Guru, like, you guys are here, and I want to give love to Evan Giddings, too, almost every day.
Yep.
Right? You guys are here every day, and an audience gets built based on what you all are doing and we all are doing every day. Would you like it, Guru, or Dibs, or Steiny, or any of the Joes, would you like it if I said, great, thank you for arriving at today. I am now going to reserve all of my judgment of you for today. Today is going to be your resume. It's wonderful that you've done all the things to get you here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful that you do. How many weekdays are there per year? And then there's vacation and blah, blah, blah.
260.
Okay, so with vacation, what are we? We're probably in here almost 250 days a year, 240 days a year.
Yeah, something like that,
okay,
yeah.
You know, 240 shows out of the year. Great, great. I bet all of them were just hunky-dory.
Well, one show would be the best, and one show would be the 260th best.
No doubt. But today, that's the show that I'm going to decide defines you. Well, how would you feel about that?
I would feel like that's the reality of what we do, because right now there are between one and I don't even know how many people who have never listened to this station before and never heard our show before. And right now they're doing that very thing.
Okay.
So you might be Joe in Livermore. You might be Bill in Benicia. You could be Victor in Vallejo. You could be Nate in Novato. And I could go on and on, but I won't, because you get the bit. Out there are people who are listening for the first time, and they're deciding within 20 seconds whether or not they like my raspy, high-pitched voice or your quite soothing, deep monotone.
In at the tide.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So to that point, it's a little bit different. I get where you're going, but you know, in our business, it's a little bit different. And it's kind of like when you go to a restaurant for the first time.
No doubt.
And it's like, oh my God, 4.5 stars on Yelp. This place is awesome.
Well, but
when you go there, bad service, undercooked food, overpriced, whatever.
But you're talking about first impressions. You're not wrong, but you're talking about first impressions. I guarantee you've been told at times in your career, you know, I wasn't too sold on you at first, but it grew on me. And now, yeah. Boy, I'm a big Dibbers fan. Like, I guarantee you've been told that, right?
I was also told, like, you're not growing on me. Why don't you stop talking?
Why don't you leave?
It was a tryout at another station in this market.
Exactly.
And the PD halfway through the show said, why don't you lay out a little bit? We want to hear from the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you brought me in here to, like, you know, be funny. And I'm pretty funny. No.
You're funny. Willard Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
No, you just had 4 hours. Listen.
A few years later, he got fired and I got hired. So there you have it.
See, there you have it.
Yep.
Scoreboard. And that's my point. Your actual resume is built over time. It's not built. Brock gets to a Super Bowl. He loses in overtime. Jalen gets to a Super Bowl. His defense sacks Patrick Mahomes 11 times. He wins. And I'm not here to say Jalen Hurts is not a really good player. He has, in fact, both of his Super Bowls. The one that he lost, he played phenomenal.
Yep.
There was a fumble. I realize that. But he has played really well in said Super Bowls. But I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to now tell you, I think it's actually a laughable idea that Nick Sirianni is a better coach than Kyle Shanahan. I don't think there's a team in the NFL, if given the option to have either coach, would pick Nick. Not even his own team. I literally think that. Am I crazy? Maybe. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I think the NFL will tell you that Kyle Shanahan is a more attractive coach than Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni has a ring. Kyle doesn't. Okay. That's a big thing. It's not all things. So that's how I would answer that question. And no, I would not take Nick over Kyle. And no, I would not take Jalen over Brock. And in fact, Mark Grandy, he's going to say he had a bad start today, and he didn't. He didn't, because his start actually started about 9 o'clock this morning when he put out what I thought was a damn interesting question. How many, and this is where you're going to want to call.
Okay.
How many quarterbacks in the NFC would you have more confidence in than Brock if they were the Niners starting quarterback Sunday? Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Matt Stafford. Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Sam Darnold. In other words,
one
whittle
is
it
the
down
answer.
To how many of these would you take over Brock if you could?
The answer is one.
Your answer is one.
It's also kind of a nuanced thing because every quarterback, every coach, every system is different. And so Jalen Hurts and Philly, what they do with you know, having the tush push and him being able to run and using their receivers, their tight end. And Nick Sirianni doesn't call plays on either side of the ball, so he's not really a good comp, I think, to Kyle Shanahan. But if you looked at Matthew Stafford, yeah, I would take him over Brock. He can throw it better than Brock. He doesn't move as well as Brock. Right. He's done more than Brock has. He's got more experience. I think he sees the field as well as Brock. And so, yeah, that's the one. Jordan Love is interesting, but I don't think that we've yet seen enough of him at the highest level for me to go, yeah, it's Jordan Love. And, you know, Jalen Hurts, that's the interesting one where he's done more in terms of games won, big games won, et cetera. But his success, I think, is more of a byproduct of what they do. I don't know if he would thrive in this system.
I don't either. I don't either. I think Brock Purdy's a better player than Jalen Hurts. That's what I think. As far as the what I value in quarterbacking, I agree with what you just said. Jalen Hurts is a very good player. Jalen moves pretty well. Brock moves pretty well.
Yep.
They do a completely different thing. And I know that, you know, so now we're dipping our toe in the water of the, like, product of the system and fit and all that stuff. But it's hard to look at this through the lens of, what would they do if given the similar surroundings? You know, Matt Stafford scored 37 against the Seahawks in Seattle just a few weeks ago. Matt Stafford had wonderful blocking in that game. Wonderful blocking.
Right.
Brock Purdy, 1-1 against Seattle this year, but the most recent one, that offense goes nowhere. It only scores 3 points. Brock Purdy did not have good blocking. So here's where, and yes, card-carrying president of Brockistan.
That's right.
My number is not one. My number's none.
It's zero.
That's not me telling you that Brock is a better quarterback than Matt Stafford. Because that, for me, that's not the metric. I don't even know exactly what that means when that person's better than that person. For what the 49ers do, you're going to need time. If you're Matt Stafford or if you're Brock Purdy. By the way, if you don't have time, if you are like without Trent Williams, if you are against a really good pass rush in the Eagles, who's better, Matt Stafford or Brock Purdy? I'd actually take the one with the better mobility. And there's thousands of metrics we could use. Would this interest you? How about this? Last four times that Brock Purdy and Matt Stafford have been matched up head-to-head against one another. Stafford's passer rating is 108. Brock's is 120. Stafford's completion percentage is 63.7. Brock's is 69.8. How about touchdown to interception ratio? Stafford's is really good. It's 10-3. Brock's is 15-2. And Matt Stafford's record is 2-2, while Brock's is 4-0. That's, and again, is that the end all be all? No, but if you give Brock Purdy time, as we saw against the Colts and against the Bears and against lesser pass rushers, you're not going to be wanting for anything. He has been elite when given what the best offensive lines in the NFL do. He delivers the damn ball.
He does.
And moves well.
And Stafford does the same thing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he throws it a lot quicker than Brock Purdy does. Purdy will hold it, and he'll try to make plays where Stafford usually doesn't do that. If nothing's there, he'll throw it away or he'll check it down. So, yeah, we can debate whether or not Stafford is better than Purdy. And the head-to-head record, like we talked about yesterday, quarterback record is mostly hooey. So when Stafford goes up against a Niner defense that's really good, or Purdy goes up against the Ram defense, however good they are. And, you know, this year Mac Jones actually beat the Rams, quote-unquote. Mac Jones gets a win against the Rams, but the defense made two gigantic plays. Correct. So Mac gets the win. So we could talk quarterback wins until the cows come home. I know this. I look at the year that these guys had, and I look at Matthew Stafford, and he'll either win the MVP or he'll be second, however that's going to go. And, you know, Brock Purdy won't be in the top five, and part of that is because he missed half the year.
No doubt. But,
you know, Stafford had an amazing year, and his team is, you know, more likely to go out and win this weekend than the Niners are. And so, yeah, if you had Stafford going to Philly and Purdy taking on Carolina, I think each team has an equal chance of winning that game.
I agree. And then I can bat right back and go, did you know? I mean, Brock Purdy has a better winning percentage this year. Brock Purdy has a better quarterback rating this year than the guy who might win MVP. I actually think he will win MVP. I have no holes to poke in Matthew Stafford. I don't really have an argument with your answer. I think it's a fair one. It's the only answer I wouldn't have an argument with though. How about that?
That's fair.
I mean, you could argue
Jalen Hurts, but when we get into this conversation, this is where it loses me, in part because every quarterback and every system is different. And Sam Darnold up in Seattle, for example, like what he did against the Niners in that win last Saturday, he didn't light it up because he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
They could run it, and they went to JSN a few times, and they went to Barner, and they found their way to just win the game. And so Stafford in L.A., when you've got Devontae and you've got Puka and you've got a variety of other tight ends and you got a two-headed monster at running back, like, they have an offense that hums in part because he led the league in yards.
The other answer to the question, and we're going to go to the calls in just a sec. So how many other NFC quarterbacks would you basically want this weekend instead of Brock, if any? 888-957-9570. To whittle the conversation back down to the beginning, though, and kind of what Guru asked us, like, we even mentioned this yesterday. Obviously, the Super Bowl and championships, obviously they matter. I'm never going to look at sports and say that is the only metric, though.
Of course not.
I cannot. But you say, of course not, but for so many people, it is.
Who's the better quarterback, Brad Johnson or Dan Marino?
Hello.
Who's the better quarterback, Trent Dilfer or Jim Kelly?
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do. Who is the better NBA player, Kevin Durant or Patrick McCaw? Because McCaw has three.
Right.
KD's got two.
Kevin's got two, yeah.
And, I mean, if you look at Robert Horry, who's got six, I think.
I think it's seven,
might
actually.
Might be seven.
I don't even know.
So would you put him up there with, like...
Is he better than Charles Barkley?
I mean... I would say yes,
no,
just because I don't like Charles Barkley very much.
Robert Horry won seven.
Yeah.
You could cherry pick off the Boston teams that won like 10 and some of those guys you've never heard of. And, they're better than Michael Jordan, who only got the six.
Sirianni has proven me wrong about some things with him, no doubt. But to me, I don't even blink before I answer that question of who you'd want, but Sirianni versus Shanahan. And I think it's a very flimsy argument to simply say, well, Sirianni won. Sirianni won a Super Bowl. They both went to two Super Bowls. One of them went 1-1. The other one went 0-2. So done. Like, you're going to whittle the whole thing down, if I wanted to say it this way, to one overtime result 3 years ago between the Niners and the Chiefs? You're going to whittle it down to one? I'm sorry, 2 years ago?
I mean, you could look at that and say, well, I mean, Shanahan didn't really have command of the overtime rules and stuff.
And you can criticize him for that.
And I honestly look at these two coaches, and I can't wait to ask Jason Dumas this when he joins us at 4:15. Like, what does Sirianni do? Because he's not the OC, and he's not the DC. And it's not to say that he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he's the HC.
Right. And, you know, Kyle's the HC, and he's the OC. So you actually know tangibly what he does and stuff. He calls the plays, and he also runs the room, so... I'm interested to see what Jason will say about, like, Sirianni. Like, what does he do? What's he really good at? Is he a motivator? Does he coach the coaches? Does he play design on offense or defense? Like, what do you do, Nick?
It'll be an interesting answer, no doubt. 888-957-9570. Chris, you'll lead us off. We'll go to the phones in a second. Here we go. Okay, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. I appreciate you, 925. Thank you so much for listening and for patronizing me and with your sarcastic text. Results matter, buddy.
I like a buddy.
Hey, buddy, which ones don't? That's my question.
I also like chief and champ.
Like, so many are like, this is the way it works. You get evaluated every day. That's not what you're saying. You're saying you get evaluated one time. One time. All the other results of everyday success don't matter. You want to come back and beat the Packers in the divisional round? Doesn't matter. You want to rally from 17 down against the Lions in the NFC title game when the whole world tells you you never come from behind? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You want to go to overtime against the Chiefs? Okay, great. Now, that one drive, that matters.
Yep.
And that's how we're going to decide who you are.
If you can't win the big one, then that is a part of your resume.
Well,
Get me started on a 28-3 lead that he blew.
He's also not even, is he even 50 yet? He's not even 50 years
Channy?
Old yet.
No, yeah. No chance.
Okay. So, like, the resume is not over yet.